Shept for Mishnah A, Tuaya Omer, he used to say, this is Rabbi Shmuel still, Alti Dan Yechidi, do not judge alone. Even though there's, according to Torah law, there's certain monetary cases where if a person's an expert in that field, he could act as the sole judge. Nevertheless, says Rabbi Shmuel, even in those cases, don't judge alone. She'ain Dan Yechidi Ele Echad, because there's, at the end of the day, there's only one judge, only one who judges alone, and who's that? The one above. Hashem is the one judge. So even though he's allowed to judge alone, what he should be doing is inviting two or more colleagues, for, you know, constitute a proper based in, and then he's got other people who like with him and reviewing the case, and he's less likely to make a mistake in that kind of scenario. But Al Tomar, and don't say, Kiblu Dati, accept my opinion, Shain Rishan Velo Ata, for it is them to decide and not for you. So he shouldn't say, this is if the judge, if he invites other people to join him, he shouldn't say to them, you know, accept my opinion, you've joined me, kind of I'm the main expert over here. So no, he must, it's for them to decide whether to accept his opinion or not. If he invited them to be co-judges, then he must allow them to do their job and be co-judges.